This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a couple more new laws and the status of a legislative work group.
I move the Senate Bill 108 be taken up for third reading and final
passage. Senate Bill 108 was sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on Valentine's Day. Sponsor, Senator Gary Romine of Farmington, tells his colleagues the new law grants reemployment rights to members of the military.
This is a bill that confers reemployment rights to any Missouri employee who is called up by a National Guard from another state.
The new law took effect on August 28th, as did
Senate Bill 111, Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 111 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senate Bill 111, which modifies various provisions regarding bonds issued by a political subdivision, qualifications for candidates to public office, limited liability companies that own property in certain cities, public administrators, and guardianships. Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby is the sponsor.
Public administrators are currently required to maintain bonds with the state of Missouri through two or more securities in the amount of $10,000. The requirement for maintaining the bond is essential in that public administrators serve as guardians and conservators for those individuals that are not capable of making sound financial decisions for themselves.
Also this week,
actually, it worked out well last session because House Committee Bill 3 was actually both chambers.
The legislative work group assigned the task of putting something together to solve the in-home care funding gap concluded its mission. The group was formed after House Committee Bill 3 was vetoed, and lawmakers were unable to override the veto. Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says she's curious as to what would be included in this.
The only difference is that the governor intervened and said he wanted to veto this bill, and he was willing to, frankly, risk the lives and health of these 8,000-plus Missourians because he believed that a one-year fix was not good enough.
She adds House Committee Bill 3 would have allowed sweeping state funds to find money for in-home care.
Let's utilize them to make up this $35 million gap so these over 8,000 people can receive the services they need to help them live independently and with dignity in their own homes instead of being forced to be institutionalized in some way or sent to nursing home care, which is also very expensive to the state of Missouri.
If anything were to be done legislatively, it is believed lawmakers would have to call themselves in for the third extra session this interim. This would require three-quarters of legislators in both chambers to say yes. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.